It seems to be a common theme for the league this year that whenever teams take two steps forward, everybody else is slitting each other's throat. Was that the case of what happened here tonight?
Aye, listen, it's we spoke over the last couple of days about the importance of a fast start because they've had a difficult few weeks. We've been going really well. We felt that a fast start here would put them under pressure and knock them a bit, but it was the opposite. They started fast, we started terribly. We didn't land on a second ball, we didn't compete, we didn't stop crosses, we didn't defend crosses well enough. And in this league, when you give a team a goal start, it's very, very difficult, and it give them something to hang on to. Got their crowd behind them, which we didn't want. And we suffered because of it. And for being brutally honest, we weren't good enough tonight, far from it. And it's below the levels and the standards that we expect.
Yeah, it was quite a frenetic game. You know, was it a struggle to get the ball at your feet and dictate the pace?
Well, we had periods in the game where we had decent possession, but what is decent possession if you're creating nothing at the end of it? We got on the good enough areas in the first half, but our final ball let us down. We started the second half well, more intensity, more urgency in our play. And we looked like we might get the breakthrough. Then there was a stoppage in play after Diallo's yellow card, and it killed the momentum in the game. And we struggled to get it back. And it's a disappointing night for us, really disappointing night for us. But we lick our wounds, and we've got a setback, and we've shown already this season. It's a strange league this year. We've shown already this season that we can bounce back.
Yeah, you did mention Diallo there and his yellow card. John Russell was out here earlier and says that the wrong man possibly got the second yellow card. How did you see things with their second yellow?
I thought theirs was the second yellow, to be honest. I seen it at the time. I thought theirs was the second yellow, but I can see where he's coming from as well. So if it was a red card each, then whatever. But we've come here, we wanted a fast start, we got the opposite, and it was an uphill struggle from then, and we struggled the rest of the game back in our favour, and we needed to demand more from ourselves and expect more and do the basics of the game better.
And a positive note, Patrick McIlhenny, he was brought on the second half. What did you feel about his workout when he came on?
Aye, Patrick's an outstanding player. He's our captain, he's a leader, and just glad to get him on the pitch and hopefully he goes from strength to strength.
Well, two games, a Friday and a Monday, two very difficult oppositions, particularly Shelburne and how stubborn they are. Is it going to be a similar kind of game, do you reckon, or type of tactics that you're going to be facing in the Brandywell?
Well, they're a good side. They've shown it, they've proven it. They're a really good side. They're tough to beat. So we'll have to bring more to the party on Friday than what we did here tonight, that's for sure. And I expect that we will.
Thank you very much.